The Property Pod. Welcome to The Property Pod with MoneyWeb. The property sector is an ever-changing sector. And in this podcast series, your host, Suren Naidu, chats to movers and shakers in the property industry.
Hi there, and welcome to The Property Pod, South Africa's premier property investor podcast. On this weekly MoneyWeb show, we gain insider insights from leading executives, analysts, developers, and entrepreneurs in the country's vibrant property industry. We have a high flyer guest on this latest episode. He describes himself these days as a socially minded entrepreneur. He was co-CEO of one of South Africa's most successful airlines in its heydays, JSE listed Comair. But as we know, that was well before COVID and the COVID pandemic, which ultimately and sadly led to its demise. Gideon Novick has ventured into a few roles and businesses over the years, besides Comair and launching Kulula.com. He was the digital marketing boss at Discovery for a period. He was also involved with SA's youngest airline, Lyft, and tried to buy SAA with the Takatsu Consortium a few years ago. But he's here on the Property Pod to talk about one of his latest ventures in the property industry. Gideon is one of the founders of Circle Senior Living, which is innovating in the retirement property space. He tells us more now and updates us on his other property businesses. Very warm welcome to the Property Pod, Gideon.
Thank you, Suren. Really nice to be chatting to you.
You started Circle Senior Living just over 2 years ago while you were still involved with Lyft. What influenced the move into the retirement real estate space, as it were?
Yeah, so about 6 or 7 years ago, we started a fund called Lucid, which was investing into hotels. You'll recall there was 12J tax legislation where investors got quite a generous tax incentive to invest in various sectors, of which hotels were one of them. So we spent quite a few years raising capital and investing it into brand new hotel projects. And on the back of that, actually started a hospitality brand called Home Suites, which is a boutique hotel brand that has done nicely in the market. And it's interesting how things evolve and I guess the role of serendipity, because from that, we had built up a skill, obviously, in hospitality, but also in property development in all the hotels that we had built. And I think really had an awareness of what was happening in the senior space, which is really that people are living longer. And the offerings out there in terms of places to go and, you know, spend your aging years were few and far between, certainly in terms of the quality that we had in mind. So it seemed like a good pivot, for, you know, for lack of a better cliche, to move into, you know, stick with what we do well is property development, stick with what we do well is hospitality, and then really get to know and understand this added component of the elderly and caring and building places that are suitable for them. And I think the most interesting bit for us has been the integration of hospitality and care. You know, how do we deliver care in a way that really has hospitality at its core? And how do we create, what was traditionally called an old-aged home? And how do we create, you know, the feeling of a five-star hotel in that space? And that's really what Circle Senior Living is all about.
Thanks for that. With your departure from Lyft, pardon the pun, is your primary focus growing Circle Senior Living now?
It's a big focus. I mean, the more time I spend personally on it, the more I see the great potential. You know, obviously, there's a process to finding the right properties. And, you know, on that score, our focus has been prime urban locations. So it's also a bit of a departure from the traditional retirement village, which, as you'll know, is typically, you know, out of town, you know, in a place where land is typically a lot less expensive and a lot more expansive. We've gone a different route in terms of finding properties where, you know, that are smaller properties, but properties that have the ability to go up. So we have multi-story buildings, and but the location is very central and often very close to where our residents used to live, close to their previous homes, close to their families, close to their communities. So, you know, we really are targeting people that want, you know, that don't want to go and live in some far off place, but want to be close to the where the center of their life was previously.
We'll get in a minute to what makes this whole concept special, but people know you in the aviation industry, I suppose, the most. Why the decision to leave Lyft?
Sure. Well, you know, aviation's a challenging industry. I spent most of my career in it. Then I had a 10-year break, and then COVID presented the opportunity to launch Lyft. You know, my strength personally is in the growth phase of a business and getting it to a certain size and building the brand to a certain point. Lyft certainly is at that point. It's doing really well. And, you know, frankly, I don't think I add a lot of value there anymore. And, you know, what excites me getting up in the morning is thinking about growth and, you know, where to take the brand and really how to create something that doesn't exist in the market. I mean, that's really what makes me excited.
Your company dubs it Rock the Retired Life on your site. But what makes Circle Senior Living special? What new are you bringing to the market, as it were?
So it's interesting, Saran. I mean, you know, I'm not going to just give a marketing spiel, but, you know, there's the, you know, there's kind of the hard factors at play, you know, location, really important, the quality of the building, the quality of the units, really important, the facilities at that are available, the restaurant, the lounges, the pool, the gym, you know, the hair salon, all these things are important. What's most important to people that come and really commit the rest of their lives to us and to the residence that they're moving into is the community that they're going to be a part of. So that component of community, the people that they're going to be living with, the staff they're going to be interacting with, the care workers that are going to be taking care of them, that's really the key. And that's where we really hope to differentiate and will differentiate with the, you know, the kind of hospitality mindset that we have. So I think those are the key things. You know, people, location is really important. You can have, you know, the best facility, but if it's not a location that people are familiar with or aspire to be in, they're not going to move. And then the community thing, if they come in, you know, on their first site visit and they don't feel that this is a community that they want to be a part of, then they're not going to, you know, they're not going to move in. So those are the key things, and that's really where we, you know, spend a lot of our time and effort.
So how does it work buying into one of your properties? Is it based on a life rights basis?
Yes, and maybe I'll explain it if you would like exactly what a life right is. It's effectively the purchase of a lifetime usage of a unit in one of our residences, as well as all the facilities in that unit. The financial transaction is one of selecting an appropriate unit. Obviously, we have smaller units, we have bigger units, we have penthouses. So you pick an appropriate unit, which is, you know, at the price point that you can afford. That is the purchase of a life right, which is the lifetime usage. On the passing of the resident, there's a percentage that gets paid back to the family, and that can, you know, that is anywhere from 80% to 100% of the original life right value. So that's effectively the transaction, and then the resident is also, you know, also needs to will also have an account for a monthly levy, which is effectively the cost of running the facility. We don't make a margin on the monthly running costs. That's done at cost. And then the other cost that the resident needs to bear in mind is the level of care that they are signed up for. So if it's a very basic level of care, there's no extra charge. But as their care requirements increase, so does the monthly fee or the monthly obligation that they would have increases.
The company has a property in Sandown in Sandton and mentions upcoming locations in Houghton, Melrose and Cape Town. Where are those latter three standing currently in terms of rollout? And are you looking at other locations in South Africa for this offering?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to, we certainly will. The process is quite complex and onerous, particularly around, you know, finding an appropriate piece of land. The zoning process is can take time. I mean, some of them have taken us, more than 2 years to get the appropriate zoning. So that's quite a process. We will be launching our second site soon, Sandton being the first, and obviously, you know, Cape Town, finding sites in Cape Town is a lot more difficult, particularly in the Atlantic seaboard, which is where we want to be. So it's a journey, you know, and our model, which we still refining, is twofold. The one is being the property owners ourselves and the landowner. And the other is really just providing the management services, you know, which includes this, the marketing of the life rights, and then obviously the ongoing running of the facility.
Can you give us a little bit of insight in terms of your first property, in terms of scale and the kind of investment that's gone into that property? Obviously, Atlantic Seaport will probably cost you a lot more.
Yeah, it's interesting. So, yeah, to give you a sense of scale, so Sandton has turned out to be three different phases. So we started off with a fairly small building, which had about 35 units. Which is subscale. I mean, you don't want to be running a senior living facility with only 35 units. So that will be ramped up to close to 100 units with phase two and three. The economics, the average selling prices of a life right is around $2.5 million. So that property would be, you know, over 200 million rand property, our first Sandown property. And I think our learning from that going forward is scale really is important. So we want to be we don't want to be much below the 100 unit level. And one of the biggest issues, obviously, which you'll know well, is that the, you know, the levies and the costs for a resident in a facility that's too small, the unit costs are just too high. So you've got to spread that, those central costs, the security, the cleaning, the care, etc., over as many units as you can. But at the same time, you want to create, or we want to create, a very kind of intimate, exclusive kind of feeling. So that's the balancing act. You know, we don't want, you know, 500 units where, you know, you're just kind of a number. We want kind of this boutique feeling, but we also need to get scale. So that's really the sweet spot that we are finding.
A little bit more detail on the investment side of things. Beside yourself, who are your partners or investors in this venture?
Yeah, so interestingly, the Lucid Retirement Fund was also a 12J fund. So that it was actually the last vintage when they were almost closing down the 12J structures. We raised a fund that's gone into the building primarily of the Sandton facility. So that's the initial funding. The banks, I must say, have been extremely cooperative and warm to the retirement concept. And interestingly, you'll know this as well, the banks were, their appetite for hotels is, not very strong. Then we struggled to raise any debt on our hotel projects, whereas on the senior living, there's much greater appetite. We've been able to achieve very good pre-sales, even, you know, before we've built the second and third phases. We had very strong pre-sales, and we've got good pre-sales on new projects that haven't come out the ground yet. So that's very encouraging. And obviously the banks like that, like to see that, and have been very cooperative with funding that. So we're still trying to figure out exactly what the equity requirement will be going forward. But yeah, that's part of figuring out the business model.
And your partners on the business?
So my two main partners are Leo Ati. He's got an excellent background in financial structures. He's been a financial director of various companies. And there's quite a lot of complexity in the life right structures. You know, we've also come up with some innovative financing solutions for things like levies. And, there's a lot of innovation, we believe, in terms of the various financing structures that we present to residents. And then Andrew Cumming, who's really an incredible builder and developer, is, you know, spearheads all of our new projects and, you know, just really does them with incredible quality and attention. So those are the main skills. I mean, we've got an excellent team, and I wish I could mention all their names, but you know, those are really the skill sets I think that are important, you know, the financial management and structuring, the development side, and really, you know, understanding the efficiencies and process around property development. And then the hospitality side, like really, you know, building a culture, I guess it's, again, maybe a flaky word, but a very important part of what we build is a culture within, you know, within the business and within the team that is very service oriented, very, you know, really just this hospitality mindset from the minute you walk into one of the facilities, that you feel that, you know, you feel taken care of, you feel special. And that's a very important component going forward.
Thanks for that, Kiran. With regards to Home Suite Hotels, are you exiting that business altogether and focusing primarily on this retirement senior living space?
Yes, we're going to need to, because the 12J funds now, we want to liquidate those and return capital to investors. So those hotels are on the market, and fortunately there's, you know, there's good interest in hotels about it, you know, which has changed significantly from a year ago. And Cape Town, also lucky that most of our properties are in Cape Town, and Cape Town's had a very good run in terms of tourism and hospitality. So, you know, not to say that there's like this massive recovery in values or appreciation. I think that's still happening slowly, but at least, you know, there's a yield that one can demonstrate. The seasonality, there's still strong seasonality in Cape Town, but, you know, it's become a year-round destination. And it's just very strong. The Western Cape, I don't have to tell you, is performing extremely well.
Absolutely. Gideon, I can't let you go without asking this question.
Sure.
What's the next big venture? Is it perhaps flying back into the airline industry in the future? It's been quite topical.
I hope not, but who knows? I'm a bit of a sucker for these types of things, but I'm trying to get more focus in my life, actually, just to, you know, really give time and attention to specific projects. And this is, I think, the perfect example. You know, the market potential for senior living, I think, is very good. People are living longer. There's not enough supply. People are prepared to spend more on, you know, their later years. And there's a real gap there. And I think there's quite a lag in terms of what the current offerings have and what people are looking for, you know, and, you know, people, the demographics of aging population and are just such that there really is plenty of demand. And so I think it's worth, you know, it really is worth the focus. You know, the projects, as I mentioned, take some time, but, you know, so it's a long-term business. This is not a get-rich-quick business at all. It takes time, you know, it's a long-term business. You know, think about it a little bit. You mentioned I was at Discovery. I think about it a little bit like a life insurance business. You know, you build long-term embedded value, and we have a strong incentive to maintain the quality of the buildings, the quality of the services, because our real incentive is to, you know, keep reselling these life rights in the future. And, you know, making sure that they're appreciating in value. So there's a very good alignment of interest, I think, in terms of the structure of the industry.
Gideon, I really appreciate your time on the podcast. That was Gideon Novick, the co-founder of Circle Senior Living.
Thanks for listening to the MoneyWeb Property Pod with Suren Naidu. To listen to more episodes, go to moneyweb.co.za or the MoneyWeb app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates. Follow Suren on Twitter at Suren Naidu for more of his property industry content and other business stories. The Property Pod.